This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It is a rare event in U.S. history. An American chief executive stands in the dark shadow of a possible impeachment. The Democratic majority in the House of Representatives has officially authorized a probe of Donald Trump as it prepares for the public phase of its investigation. After the vote, Mr. Trump went on Twitter to call the inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history, a term he often used to mock the Mueller investigation of Russian election interference. Jeffrey Berry is a political science professor at Tufts University.
The vote yesterday is a signal that the Democrats are confident that they have the evidence and a narrative that when revealed during hearings that are coming up, that the president acted in a way that is unacceptable and shows a lack of integrity.
A new ABC Washington Post poll shows 49% of Americans favoring a Trump impeachment and removal from office, 47% against. Turkish military forces have captured 18 Syrian government soldiers in northeastern Syria. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's defense minister says the soldiers were captured during reconnaissance operations southeast of Ras El Ain, but didn't say when. He adds that Ankara was already in talks with Russia to hand over the Syrian soldiers. Meanwhile, a Syrian Kurdish official says the soldiers were captured on Tuesday during an intense battle between Syrian government forces and Turkey-backed fighters. The move is one of the most dramatic examples of an increasingly muddled background following the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the area. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Back in the United States, another wildfire has erupted in fire-weary California, forcing more people to flee their homes. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Ayoub.
There are about 1,800 structures threatened and about 7,500 people under evacuation orders at this time.
For more news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Hong Kong overnight, police broke up anti-government protesters who had mingled with Halloween revelers near the upscale club district of Lan Kwai Fong after a night of turmoil in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony is in Hong Kong.
Tear gas was fired to disperse the demonstrators after a standoff that lasted hours. Many of them were dressed in black, wearing Mao-banned face masks. Some wore costumes reminiscent of the new movie Joker. Guy Fawkes masks were another popular choice. Shouts of "Give us back Halloween" rang out as police pushed crowds with their shields. Groups were penned in by authorities trying to keep the protesters away. Demonstrations have gripped the Chinese-ruled city for 5 months in a sometimes violent response to perceived Chinese meddling with its promised freedoms. The unrest hasn't just affected Hong Kong's streets, though. It has also hit its economy hard.
That was Lauren Anthony of Reuters. October was another good month for job growth here in the United States, and clearly better than many economists had expected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has our report.
It's a surprisingly solid report.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
It's not only for the month of October. There were upward revisions for the number of jobs added in September and August.
So what about that R word we were talking about just a few months ago?
Recession fears have really faded here, due in part to the fact that the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates 3 times. But there have been some developments around the world. The U.S. and China are seemingly talking nice on trade, and a hard Brexit has been avoided.
As for wage growth, average hourly earnings were up 3% from a year ago. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Iraqi President Barham Saleh is promising to hold early elections as soon as an acceptable candidate to replace Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi can be found. But Saleh's words may be well short of what protesters who have been engaged in daily anti-government demonstrations want. More than 250 people have died. Thousands have been wounded in 2 separate waves of marches last month. The key demand of those in the streets is that the entire government be replaced. Islamic State supporters have begun voicing their allegiance to the terror group's new leader, using social media to praise Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi. In an audio message, the narrator calls al-Qurashi an emir of the emirs of war. The announcement also confirmed the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi Saturday in a U.S. Special Forces raid in Syria's Idlib province. President Trump says he's no longer a resident of New York, first reported by the New York Times, then confirmed by Mr. Trump himself. The president says his permanent residence now is in Palm Beach, Florida. Gene Randall, VOA News.